Mic should be given there.
Thank you. Oh.
ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः भाषाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो। यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माई हार्टली millions and millions of dandot pushpanjali in the lotus feet of my spiritual master nitya lila pravishto om vishnu pad shishmat bhakti pragyan kesho goswami maharaj and same in the lotus feet of my shiksha guru nitya lila pravishto om vishnu pad shishmat bhakti वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। व्हेन ब्रजलीला फिनिश्ड After that, Mathura Leela, Krishna killed Kansa and his associates. And then he came to Dwarkapuri. And from there was a Maha battle, very great battle, world war. Between Kaurava and Pandava. Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Durshasana and Duryodhana all finished. Pandava party also finished. Only Krishna, five Pandavas. No one else. And in Pandava side, three more. After this, Brahma came to Krishna with Shankar, with all the demigods, with Sanat Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, all. And they came to see Krishna in Dwarkapuri. And they After taking darshan, they thought, our life is successful now by taking the darshan of Krishna. So they began to do stav and stuti, glories of Krishna. When finished, Then again Brahma told, Prabhu, you are Lord of Lord. You are all powerful. You are independent, but whole world, all are dependent. At first we prayed you to take the burden of earth. And that is now finished. Being in Vrindavan, Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, Trinavat, Saktasur, Vyamasur, oh, so many, Keshi, Sankhachur, all were finished. In Mathura, you killed Kans, all his associates. And in Dwarkapuri, from there, Shishupal, Dantabhakra, Kaljavan, and so many finished. And in the end, you finished through Bhim and Arjun, all the demon kings of both sides. Now, burden is taken. We pray that you should return back to your Dham, Vrindavan Dham. Please, at the time of coming, you should give your darshan in my Brahmaloka. Krishna told, oh, I know, I remember all these things. Everything is finished, but something is remaining. All the Jadvansis, set by my arm, they are very, very powerful. Even demigods cannot do anything. So after me, they can do something wrong. So, very soon I will finish the finishing of Jadvansh dynasty has begun, and very soon I will come. And then Krishna inspired something. Narada Rishi, Kapil, Gautam, Durvasa, so many races, they came to Dwarka, took darshan of Krishna and satisfied. And they went to
Prabhastirtha
on ocean, where Somnath temple is there. And began to tell glories of Krishna. In the meantime, the princess of Jadubansi, Sam, and all Prince, all princes, they came to the rishis. Sambhava, son of Krishna, very beautiful. So they decorated him like a very young lady and put some cloth and India for tawa for
frying pan to make chapati.
For chapati. That is iron. Put on them that it seems that she is
pregnant.
Pregnant. They went to rishis. They wanted to cheat them. They told, "Oh, rishis, maharshis, you know past, present and future. Please tell, this lady is very shy. So, son will come or daughter will come?" Again and again they were telling. Then Durvasa was there. He became very furious. "Oh, you have come all to cheat me and all the rishis as if they don't know anything? Oh, no son, no daughter. She will give a birth of a musal." Musal, you know, wooden and in the end iron. In India is still going on for paddy or
husking the grain.
Grain. Oh, they became fear. At once they went far away from there and they opened and saw, oh, really, a musal was there. And they at once went to Ugrasen Maharaj, not to Krishna. Ugrasen, who was the king of that dynasty, and told all these things. Oh, then Ugrasen told, "Oh, you have done so much wrong thing.
Blunder, mistake.
Why you went to rishis to upahas?
Joke with them.
To joke with them? Now our dynasty will be finished. Because the rishis has told, oh, this by this musal, your dynasty will be finished." So, they gave that musal to him and he burnt that wooden part and iron part he made dust like.
Binding like powder.
Dust. But he still,
little bit was remained.
Some iron part, three
angles remained.
Was left. It could not be
crushed.
Dust. And then he ordered anyone, take it all these things, the
dust
of musal and also iron dust and that
piece.
Left iron and give it to Ocean. They gave it to Ocean, but Ocean didn't want to take anything. By his webs all came to show. And very soon they became grosses, very
sharp
lips and very hard. And one fish took that remnant of that iron. But she was caught by any fisherman, and then he saw that in the stomach of that fish is that. He took it. He ate the fish and took it and put on the arrow of on the top of arrow like that. Now in Dwarkapuri, so much auspicious things were going on. Without any cloud, blood coming from clouds. Elephants, dogs, they began to weep. Dogs especially began to weep. Oh, so many things. Then Krishna told, oh, we are seeing so auspicious. He called all the Yadvanshis and told, just now we should give up this place and we should go to
Prabhastirtha,
very auspicious. And there we should do fire sacrifice. And then we should feed Brahmins so that all our suffering should go away. All became happy to hear this. And only some old person were kept there and all went there. They did such a sacrifice. In the meantime, Krishna was sitting there. Uddhava searching Krishna, where is Krishna? And he went to Krishna and told, O Krishna, you are my Swami, Prabhu, you are Lord of Lords, you have created this world. I think I'm seeing the symptom. I'm thinking that now you will give up this world and you will go to your dham. So I also want to come with you. Krishna told, yes, I want to go very soon. In 7 days, ocean will come and everything Dwarka will sink and no trace. So, all the old persons, those who are here, they should go with Arjun to Hastinapur. And very soon I will give up this world. Uddhava became very sad and began to weep and told, oh, I cannot be without you. From boyhood I am serving you. Without you, how can I? Then Krishna told that you are my servant also. You must be here after me. You should sing my glory to whole world. And thus they will hear and very easily they will be liberated. So you must live here after me. Then Uddhava told, how can I live? Please instruct me how I can live here. So Krishna began to give some instruction to Uddhava. That is called Uddhava Sambad. Uddhava Sambad. Any kirtan, yog. Namami Nandanandanam, Namami Nandanam. Prakash. Damodar Priya. Come and speak something about bhakti. Sukadeva Goswami is telling that once Govinda Bhuja Guptaya Ekadasya Skandam second adhyaya chapter, second chapter. That Maharaj Vasudev in Dwarka began to do fire sacrifice. So many Rithik Brahmins and all were there. Swaha, swaha, swaha was going on. In the meantime, they saw in the sky a very big light coming down. And light coming towards them gradually. And when come, that light came to near, oh, they saw that, oh, Devarshi Naradi is coming. Vasudeva Maharaj told, stop the fire sacrifice. No need. The fruit of
fire sacrifice
himself has come. Now we are very lucky. Even in one moment of association of a high class Vaishnava will liberate from this world and it may give Krishna. And Krishna prays, so no need of doing. And then he washed the feet of Narad Rishi, took his water on head and everywhere, and then Narad Rishi went, sat very easily, then folded his hand. O Prabhu, we are grihastha.
Householder.
We are householder. Always thinking in Bishar, thinking of Bishar, of children's wealth, other things. So, I think you have come only to liberate us from this world. So please tell that how our हम लोगों का नित्य कल्याण होगा.
Eternal benefit for us. What is the benefit? Eternal benefit for us.
How our eternal
benefit will be achieved?
Welfare we will done. Then Narad Rishi became very happy. Oh, you know, there are no Yogendra. They never died. From beginning, they are out of Varnashram Dharma, Paramahansa, and they know all kinds of Tattva, and they are Param Bhagavat. They came to Nemi Maharaj. Nemi Maharaj also very tattvajna, very, he knew all tattva. He also asked that question. Oh, you Yogeshwar, tell me, Bhagavat Dharma, what is Bhagavat Dharma? I have heard Bhagavat Dharma, only name, but I want to know. I have heard that by Bhagavat Dharma, anyone can be liberated very soon and Krishna Prema will come. Please tell me. Then one of the Naujogendra, his name was Kabi, he began to answer. Oh, Valli, same thing repeated, Savai Kunsang, Paro Dharmo Jato Bhakti Rado Khaje. The bhakti of Supreme Lord Bhagavan. By this, all kinds of kalyan, welfare, worldly and transcendental, very easily it will come. Bhagavat Dharma told by Bhagavan himself by Krishna has told, those who will follow this dharma, Bhagavat Dharma told by Krishna, if closing their eyes, they will run on this path, Bhagavat Dharma path, they cannot fall down. What means? If they are following this Bhagavat Dharma, Vaidhi Bhakti, and after that Raganuga, in Raganuga, the devotees, when they come in Bhavmal, oh, they don't do archana. Also, they don't meditate Dwarka queens. They don't take kush and other things, worldly or activities. Only they do for Krishna, to please for Krishna. If they gallop, they don't do archan or dhyana of Rukmini Saptabhama. If running very fast, mani bhava bhakti, radha nuga, they don't
deviate from the
deficit from that path. Bhayam-diṣṭe-dvityād-avinivesa-tasya iṣā-tape-tasya-vipajyo-smṛti. Oh, you define this.
Om Jnanatinirandhasya Jnananjanasamakaya Chakshurudurvilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Śrīla Gurudev is now introducing this topic of the Navayogendras, the nine perfect yogis who were pure devotees of Krishna, when they came to visit Sri Maharaj Nini. And as Gurudev explained, when they came to visit to the palace of the great king Nini, oh, they came there to benedict him. And he very humbly received them, because he was a bhakta. He wanted to understand what is the actual path of perfection that all persons can follow in this world, and very easily to attain perfection of their eternal soul, their eternal well-being. So Śrīla Gurudev has also explained that when Kali Rishi, one of the Navayogendras, began to answer Maharaj Nini, he immediately explained that this path of Bhagavad Dharma, that means pure devotion, Uttama Bhakti, as we have been hearing the past few days, Uttama Bhakti to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is the fearless method, and it cannot fail to give perfection. And Śrīla Gurudev also explained to us yesterday that in sadhana bhakti, in the path of devotional service, in practice, there is two types. There is the path of vaiti marg, that means following carefully the rules and regulations of shastra, with faith in the shastra. And then there is also the path called rag marg, or raga nuga bhakti. So Śrīla Gurudev is pointing out here that if someone is on the path of pure rag marg bhakti and they have attained transcendental bhav bhakti, there is no possibility of their falling down from this path under any condition. And because of the spontaneous attraction to the divine service of Krishna, they gallop very quickly towards the ultimate goal of life. So that was explained by Kavi Rishi. And then Kavi Rishi began to explain how a conditioned soul who is captured in this material illusory world of Maya, how he may very easily come out of this illusory condition of life. So he explained the verse, Bhayam dutiya vinivesha tasya ishada pe tasya viparyayo asmriti Tadmayayato Buddha Abhajitam Bhaktyaikayesham Guru Devatatma. So in this verse, which is a very often quoted verse by our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, the condition of illusion is explained. Why all of us, conditioned souls in this material world, why we have become overwhelmed by this powerful illusion of Maya, in which we are thinking that I am this temporary material body, and everything belonging to this temporary material body is mine. This is the illusion caused by Maya. So, Vayam Dutiya Abhinivesatasyat Ishar Abhetasya Viparyayo Asmriti. The problem of the conditioned soul is called forgetfulness. Asmriti. He has forgotten. He has turned away from his eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, forgetting that actually he is the eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. And in that pure condition, he is able to understand at every moment that the Supreme Lord is the Supreme Advay Gyan Paratattva. That means he is the non-dual Supreme Truth and Reality, and there is nothing else existing besides him. But in this material world, the living entities have become absorbed in duality, meaning that they are in illusion thinking that they are separate from Krishna, from Bhagavan. And they are thinking that they have an independent life, an independent existence from him. Therefore, they become absorbed in this temporary, illusory world of family attachment and so forth. And they forget their real relationship with him. So, as a result of this absorption in the dvitiya abhinivesata, completely absorbed in the duality of this world, now they become subjected to all of the fears and all of the worries and all of the anxieties of this world, summarized in the word payam. Payam means fear. The conditioned soul feels very, very fearful. At every moment, death is facing us, although we choose to ignore that fact. But everyone knows that I am going to die very soon or a little bit later. Every single one of us is going to die. So our existence within this world is constantly being threatened by non-existence, by death. And the conditioned soul, he fears this. Why? Because he sees that there is something separate from Krishna. So that illusory condition of fearfulness and vidya, duality, Ishada Petasya Viparyayo Asmriti, it becomes the opposite condition to his eternal, normal, and natural state, in which he is fully absorbed in love for the Supreme Lord. So, how can someone come out from this illusory condition? Here Kavi Rishi gives the solution to this problem. Tanmayayato buddha avajetam bhaktyai karyesham guru devatatma. Anyone can come out of Maya if he is intelligent enough that he will absorb himself in the process of ekanishtha bhakti, completely one-pointed bhakti to the lotus feet of Bhagavan. And here he's mentioning in particular bhaktyai karyesham guru devatatma. Here he is explaining that Sri Guru is the divine manifestation of Bhagavan himself in this world. He is called Krishna Kripa Sri Murti. He is the embodiment of the mercy of Bhagavan for all conditioned souls. So when Bhagavan manifests in this world, Sakshat Haritvena, he manifests direct manifestation in the form of Sri Guru, then that is the most merciful gift coming from the Supreme Lord himself, dispensation. So in this way, when the disciple accepts the merciful lotus feet of Sri Guru and takes full shelter there, Guru Pada Ashraya, when he accepts Sri Guru as his Guru Devatatma, his worshipable deity and his very life and soul. Srila Gurudev has explained that we in this world are very much attached to our own self. If something dangerous happens around us, immediately we begin to think, how can I save myself? How can I save those who are connected with me? We run here and there very quickly. Like last night, everybody began to think, oh, is my car parked in the field? It will get drowned. Oh, I have to move this. Oh, I have to run back home before it floods. So we are very attached to our own self, meaning our Atma. Because why? Because our Atma is the part and parcel of Sri Krishna. It is we are His eternal, superior potency, as Srila Gurudev beautifully explained last night. We are the Parashakti, coming from Tatastha Shakti of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. We are superior to this illusory Maya. So because our Atma is part and parcel of Krishna, therefore it is very dear to us. But actually Sri Krishna, He is the Atma of our Atma. He is the supreme, dearmost object of love of every Jiva soul. And when He comes in the form of Sri Guru to introduce Himself to us within this world of suffering, if we accept Him as the direct representative of Bhagavan Himself, and we worship Him as our worshipable Lord and our very life and soul, just like if we see Sri Guru coming into the room, our immediate feeling within our hearts will be, oh, here is entering my own Atma, my own self, my dearmost Sri Gurudev. So this is called Vishrambena Gurur Seva. Serving Sri Guru with intense affection and love, and understanding that He is more near and dear to me than my own self and even anyone connected with myself. And that is called Lokik Sambandhuvat. When we see and feel that Sri Guru is more dear to me than any intimate family member, and we take Him deep within our hearts and worship His lotus feet and serve His manobishtam, His inner heart's desire, then this process is called Guru Bhaktyai Kayesham Guru Devatatma. And that is what Kavi Rishi has prescribed here, to follow this process of pure devotion and pure bhakti. It will be the solution to all of our problems, all of our fears, all of our worries within this world, all of our attachments within this world. They'll all be broken and shattered by this divine connection with pure devotion and love for Sri Gurudev. So that is the recommendation of Kavi Rishi.
এর বলতে পারবো শ্রীমান সুভদ্রাণী রথান্নপাণী এবং ব্রতা শ্রুতি হয় না দুটাই সো হেটল দে রুট অর ভগবত ভক্তি টুয়ার্ড শ্রী কৃষ্ণ এই গুরু নিষ্ঠা সার্ভিং হিম without serving Guru and pleasing, without anugatya in the
guidance
of Gurudev, anyone in this whole world, a person like Brahma and Shankar also, they cannot have bhakti. So you should know these things. Without Guru serving, you cannot achieve bhakti. And if no bhakti, no liberation from this world, no Krishna Prem, nothing. Life in vain. So, what is Bhagavad Dharma? Krishna has told Himself, that is Bhagavad Dharma. We have told. Now, what to do in Bhagavad Dharma? Very easy, nothing so much. Shedman Subhadrani Rathangapani. जन्मान कर्मान च जानी लोके गीतानि नामानि तदर्थकानि गायन विलज्जो विजये दशंग एवं प्रतत्व प्रिय नाम कृत्य दूस टू श्लो यू शुड एक्सप्लेन
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, we have heard from Srila Gurudev that when Vasudev Maharaj was doing fire sacrifice, Narada Rishi came down from heavenly planet, Vaikuntha planet, holding pina on his hand, and what he is doing? Sriman Narayana, 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 Sriman Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. When he came, then Vasudev Maharaj told, stop, no need to go fire sacrifice.
Why is try to explain this shloka?
Why? Because the result of fire sacrifice has come. Easy to get darshan of Bhagavan, but very hard to get darshan of his each and king.
Oh, this
so,
shloka.
When he asked a question, then Narada Rishi told, as before,
second
chapter,
same
question to
second chapter, shloka number 42.
Now, secondly, how to maintain Bhagavad Dharma? It is very easy. They mention Srimad Bhagavatam, Srinnan Subhadrani Rathantopani, Janmani Karmani Chayani Loke, Gitani Namani Tadarthakani, Gayan Vilaje Vicharaya Sangha. Srinnan had to listen. From whom? From bona fide Gurudev and bona fide Vaishnavas. What have to listen? Srinnan Subhadrani. Subhadra means auspices. Subhadra means special. Auspices in special way. That means everything is very auspices. Subhadrani Rathanga Pane. Rathanga means the links of chariot. Means this. Rathanga Pane means Krishna. Janmani Karmani Chajani Loke. Incarnate in this world, what he did past times, we have to recite that. How? Oh, if I do so, what people will tell, what my parents will tell, what my children will think, what my friends will know. This pillar Jovo has to be completely silenced from that, what some will tell me. The Janmani Karmani Chajani Loke. When Krishna incarnate in this world, he took, he incurred in jail of Kamsa Maharaj in 400 and so many ornaments, and same time he took birth from the womb of Mother Yashoda in Gokul Mahavan. And what happened about that, you know, how Vasudev Maharaj took him to Gokul and what happened there. And Janmani Karmani, anyone not famous in this world by his birth, famous by his own activity. Because he mentioned in scripture, Kirti Yashasa Jivati. What you will do? Later on, people will remember by your action, by your activity. So karma, yesterday Gurudev told about Chatushtaki Bhagavat. What karma? When Krishna incarnated this world, when he was only 6 days old, what he did? He killed Putana. And Putana was an ordinary lady. She had 10,000 elephant power and she came to kill Krishna. What happened? Putana Badhatini Rakshasi Dhyasana Jigamsa Vihare Sananta Tapasadratim. What Putana, what her qualification? Just like if you want to have a job, then you fill up form. So when Kamsa Maharaj came to know from Durga Devi that his pillar has taken birth anywhere else, then he held a meeting. Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, Chanan Mushil, all they are in the meeting. All of them fill up in form. Putana, how many is Putana? Putana means put, na, Putana. Put means purity, na means na. We have no purity at all. And put means children, na means na. We have no children at all. Means, unless until mother has no children, destiny will not come down. Putana, Bala Hatini. Now he is conversation easily. Now personality. Third question. What personality? Which? Rakshasi. Now fourth one. How many other side qualifications in it? Experience? Yes. Rudhyavasana. I can drink the fresh blood of new baby. Jihan Shabi Hare. Why you want to take job? I want to kill Hari. And what happened? Sanam Dattapa Sadhvatim. Give her breast milk and Bhagavan give him mother new destination. This is Krishna's karma. And he called so many asuras. I am not demons, I am going in details. Janmani Karmani Chajani Loke. Which favors in this world, what activities he has done, that karma, we have to decide. And it mentions Krishna, we have to do Lila Smaran. Different instance of Lila Smaran. Remember Lila. In our state, we have to pray forward, oh Prabhu, you give so much good destination to Pudana. We are so wretched. Children destiny and Mamsi Pudana up to us. So by this we have to pray. Jamani Karmani Chajani Loke. Gita ni Namani Tadarpakani. Not only that, Gita ni means is glorification, the song glorified to him. Like that we have heard, Paraja Vipini, Jamuna Pule, Mancha Manahara Samita Pule. Another one, Namami Nandanam, Nanam, Namami Nandanam. All of this. And Buddha talked so many times. Now, previous Acharyas were true. And what we are doing, we can do. But in your doing working or brewing and cooking, anything you are doing, you have to chant Bhagavan's name. Like, Govinda Damo Dharma.
Some name.
pastimes, not only like our name. Why Srimad Madhav, why Govinda, why Madhusudan, why Sarasudan? Each and every name, that's one pastime. So if you have an affectionate interest towards that name, Yudhishthira Uchai, Asatvatho, pray devotee will be higher class, and sometimes he is laughing so much. Why is laughing? For this thing he became crazy or became mad. Just like Buddha is giving an example. Once you look at Sai Path, doing bhajan, and in this bhajan is so in trance that gopis every day picking flowers to make garland for Krishna. But Krishna wants to make some fun. Before gopis coming, he climbed up a tree in Kusum Sarovar in Govardhan, and by his Vishwamba robe, he pushed down one branch, make it very low. And that tree was reserved to Krishna, it was full of flowers. Srimati Radhika and other gopis are picking flowers. And Radhika saw one branch full of flowers, she went other side, and gopis all close by. Then Radhika was picking flower. In the meantime, Krishna took his feet up, then the branch immediate, like spring, go up. And Radhika, oh, I am dying, I'm falling from the tree. I fell from the branch, all over the officer of this me, catch me, save me. Krishna immediately come and hold Radhika. Sing this Rukasa began to laugh in his trance. So Hasatvatho rose with tea. And sometimes he's weeping bitterly. Why nobody knows why? Like Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, just we have heard the kirtan. Varada Vipini Yamuna Kule. In that kirtan, Bhangala Rasa Radha Vyani, Bhapati Vinoda Paramahada Gani, Bhangala Rasa Radha Vihani. All Guru Bhagavans, they are in the constitution of form, they are Manjali. They are serving Radhika. So when Radhika is separate from Rasa hands, the Rasa hands broken, then Bhapati Vinoda Thakur, being in Sadhasari, oh, now great danger came, now no more Rasa hands. Began to eat. In same way, the devotee is in higher stage. What? When you see all this separation of Radhika, they could not tolerate, began to eat. Asatvatho Rojati, Roti. Sometimes being very bitterly. Like Krishna disappeared, then all came to the bank of Yamuna and they are reciting Gopi Ghi. Yesterday, half of Sri Lokasri, Lotus Tree, Jayatite, Dhitam, Janmana, Praja, etc. Then they are lamenting so much they loved her. Asatvatho Rojati, Roti, Gayatun Mahado, Panditati, Loga, Pacha. The Krishna's are coming, then they are glorifying his name. Because Krishna told, Naam Tishthani Vaikunthi Yami Naam Hidayenasya Marfakta Jatra Gayanti Tatra Tishthani Arasa. So Gopis do not go deep forest, then Krishna will go more deeper and deeper. It will be for difficult for him. So they are singing, what? Tava Katha Amritam Tatra Jivanam Kavithiritam Karma Sapanam Sadaraman naram simaratatam bhuvirinanti te bhuvita jana. So they are singing like this, Gayati. How? Unu Gayati unu madhavat nittati loga pacha. Have to sing like a mad person. Who is devotee Gayati? Oh, he is very good person. He has good fortune. He is weeping, lamenting, rolling on ground, crying out for Krishna, his very qualified devotee. And general person they could not understand. How? Loka Vajana to forget what people will say. If you do so, if you can do so, then you can very rapidly advance in Krishna consciousness. So, which in Srimad Bhagavatam story in this slok, the word and explain, which have heard from Srila Gurudev, different time, if anything good will credit, go to Srila Gurudev, if anything bad, then this is my
this is called Bhagavad Dharma. Especially in Kali Yuga, himself Krishna in the form of Sachinandan Gaurhari, everywhere went with Sankirtan, Nam Sankirtan. He used to weep bitterly in Kirtan. So, this is Bhagavad Dharma, Sankirtan. Like Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Binda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Kirtan in house, everywhere, cooking, like gopis, they used to do. So we should try to do like that. This is Bhagavad Dharma. If you will do bhakti, oh, bhakti pareshanu bhavo, virakti anyatra, chaistrik ek kala, prapadyamanasya. Yathāsnatāsutuṣṭipuṣṭikhudupāyonughāsa. Oh, you should explain. When you will do bhakti, how you will know that, oh, I am right? You will realize something that has been told in this issue.
Agyāna-tikaranasya Yananjana Salakaya Chakshurudhilitam Yenatasmae Sri Gurudevaya Mancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripasindu Vedakya Patitanam Pavanipyo Vaishnavipyo Namo Namaha. Sri Gurudev has ordered me to speak on this very important shloka in 11th canto, spoken by one of the Nayagandras, Adi, to Kimeni Maharas. First of all, I want to express how we have come here under the guidance of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas. We have arrived here in Mulambar. The yesterday we were at the showgrounds, now we have come to this wonderful place. How fortunate we are to hear from the lotus mouth of Sri Gurudev how to engage in this process of bhakti and pursue our eternal welfare. We are very, very fortunate. Shlokam bhakti parai sanu babo viraktir anyatra ta isha prika eka kala prapatya mana shiyadas nirashyus tushti pushti sut apayo nukarsham. Here, Abhi, one of the nine yoginas describes, this is the process, how we can easily realize whether we are progressing in bhakti or whether we are stagnating anywhere. He compares the process of bhakti to produce three effects or three results, three areas in which we can measure whether we are really practicing bhakti or not. If our aim is to satisfy Sri Krishna, we have heard yesterday, today, without taking shelter of proper guidance, under the lotus feet of Sadguru, we are in illusion. We cannot make any progress. Tasmat guru prapatyeta jigyasu shreya uttamam. If we realize what is our deplorable condition, without any good association, even with good association, we are not able to concentrate on the beauty of the process of bhakti. That process of bhakti, it will be experienced, as described here, three things. We will enjoy practicing devotional service. We will realize our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the third effect, or the third result, we will feel detachment from anything which has no relationship with Krishna. Meaning, things which we want for our own sense gratification. And we will not renounce this world. Everything in this world has a relationship with Krishna, but how to properly relate it with Krishna, this comes when we realize what is our relationship with Krishna. And this will only take place when we hear and take complete shelter of the lotus feet of Sadguru. These three wonderful qualities, being fully absorbed in devotional services, realizing one's relationship with Sri Krishna, being detached from anything that has no relationship with Krishna, meaning not having any personal interest for enjoying this material body, mental, subtle and gross. This is personified in the personality of Sadguru. How fortunate we are that we have this association. Bhakti, manifest by associating with those who have bhakti. We will get the proper vision and the proper interest in bhakti only when we associate with those who have bhakti. If we make that a habit in our life, there is no doubt bhakti will manifest in our hearts. This is the great gift and treasure which is available in this world. By sadhu sangha only can we make progress in our own devotion, realizing who we really are, what is our relationship with Krishna, and automatically detachment will come. If we practice bhakti and we are still interested in so many things in this world for our own sense gratification, then something is wrong. Then we should make a plan, be in association of Sadguru, be in association of advanced devotees. Then all these bad things will leave our hearts. There is no other process. So here it is described, just as someone is absorbed in eating, you all have that experience. When you have a big plate of prasadam in front of you, Yeah, with so many delicious preparations. Yesterday evening, even it was Ekadasi, the day before here, the cooks are doing such a wonderful service. And Sahadev Prabhu and his team, they are preparing very delicious preparations. So it is described that if you have a plate of very wonderful preparations in front of you, and hunger is there, then you have no interest in anything else. Whatever happens around you, you don't see, you're fully absorbed, isn't it? Eating those nice preparations. What happens? You'll feel pleasure in eating. Moreover, yeah, strength will come, nourishment will come to the body. Intelligence, everything, yeah? And we will lose our hunger. And these three things, they manifest automatically. So for someone who has some attraction to engage in devotional services, yeah, he will see it as a big feast. Yeah. He will see everywhere opportunities how to engage in devotional services. So this is Sadhguru. He is, wherever he comes, he engages everyone. Yeah. Everything which he sees in Krishna's devotional service. Yeah. And we are very fortunate if Gurudev somehow has some interest in us. If he glances towards us and recognizes us and tells us, come on, yeah? Oh Gurudev, I'm suffering so much, yeah? Oh, don't worry, I have solution. Are you ready? Yes, Gurudev. Do everything for Krishna. If you don't know who's Krishna, no harm. Do everything for me. Do everything for Gurudev. Yeah? If we center our life around Sri Guru, how happy we will become. And how we have no time for anything else. Even if we have so many material desires, no time. Why? Because Gurudev is 100% engaged in the activities of bhakti. And he will engage everyone who is near him. Yes, 100%. We have no time to do anything else. Always engaged in devotional services. So then automatically, pleasure comes. And we are happy. Yeah, like Gurudev is telling. We are traveling the whole world. Why? Why do we travel the whole world? To have a lot of happiness, Gurudev said. I want to have a lot of fun. Yeah? When we traveled, we started traveling in 1996. My experience, I was a dried up, you know, useless fellow. Yeah? I didn't know what was happiness. Then Gurudev said, we're going to go around the world. And we're going to do four things. Everywhere we go, I want to go to the places where Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj had put his lotus feet. Yeah? And I want to take the dust and smear it upon my head. Why? Yeah? How Gurudev is honoring Vaishnavas. Yeah? I never knew this thing. Then Gurudev said, wherever we go, whoever is there, all Vaishnavas we will respect properly. And moreover, those who have lost their inspiration, who have become weak, we will go there and encourage them to again become happy and 100% engaged in devotional activities. And the fourth thing, we will have a lot of fun. Yeah? And I tell you, it's been a wonderful journey so far. Gurudev saw, when Madhava and Gurudev saw me smiling for the first time, they said, look, he's smiling. Yeah? They were very happy. So now, the more we engage, yeah, in these activities, staying near those who have this bhakti parisena parisana bhavopi raktir. We don't have that. Yeah? We are conditioned souls, bhajajiv. But staying near those who have those wonderful qualities, something will reflect on us. As Gurudev says, if you go near something which is full with oil or tar, if you come near it, again and again, something will rub off on your cloth or your skin, yeah? So this is the only hope for the living entity, to be near those who can give us that thing which we are hankering for so many lifetimes. This is bhakti. How fortunate we are. So I want to stop my presentation here, and again, I hope that we'll all with fixed attention, for the coming days, we will hear from Sri Gurudev's notes about how we can benefit, become happy, realize something of our relationship with Krishna, hear the proper information, some call the Gyan, who we are, who is Krishna, what is his world. We are here just very temporary residents, yeah, refugees always, Gurudev calls it, of this world. And by understanding who we really are, what is our relationship with Krishna, what is the spiritual world, where is our real happiness, very easy we can progress in the path of bhakti.
Thank you.
One check out for the religious practice.
In this world, we see a sky, air, water, this earth, so many grahana chhatra,
stars
and constellations, so many trees, so many persons, so many all things. Everywhere a devotee sees Krishna. He remembers Krishna. He sees tree, but not tree. Inside tree. A Bhagavat will see you, but not your body. What he will see?
Krishna is there.
Krishna is there and soul is serving him. Not outwardly anything. Oh, he is Bhagavan. We should try to see like that. Do pranam to all because Krishna is everywhere. Be very sweet, do very sweet behavior to all. Even don't joke so much excess. Joke is like, oh, if that person to whom you are joking, he is happy then, he will laugh also. So doing pranam to all, especially, further he will tell how to deal with Vaishnavas. So if they will do like so, whatever doing to please Krishna and Guru, then gradually, at a time, as we take a
one bite of Mahaprasad.
Mahaprasad or anything, our stomach gradually begins to fulfill. Some satisfaction coming. And now I will not take. And when we will take full, then, oh, I don't want to take anything. Similarly, when you are doing bhakti, oh, you will realize that I am happy. Will realize Krishna. All thoughts will come. Gradually, prema bhakti will come. And then totally you will be detached from the whole world. No attachment to wealth, reputation, wife, sister, daughter, husband. And then he will evam pratashva priya nama kritya, singing the glories of Krishna and Radhika everywhere. Without shame, without attachment, they will go everywhere. So, now, again, Nemi Maharaj asked, oh, I'm very happy to hear all these things. Now, I want to know the symptom of these Bhagavats or Bhavs. How they speak, how they walk, what they think, all these things I want to know. Then he began to tell. Sarvbhuteshu yah pashyat bhagavat bhavat atmana bhutani bhagavat tatmayannesu bhagavat uttama. Damodar Maharaj, can you remember very shortly,
brief.
In brief, 3 shlokas.
Guruve Gaurachandara Adhikaya Tadare Krishna Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha. First of all, I offer obeisances to Sri Gurudev, Sri Chaitanya's Vaisanyasis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, Sundini Maharajas, asking from the Navya Kendras, because we've just heard the glories of Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha is the only means to achieve liberation from this world, the only means to achieve Krishna. Therefore, Sri Nini Maharaj asks, please describe the characteristics and the different grades of Vaishnavas. Therefore, the Navayogendras, they describe three types of Vaishnavas. First, they describe the Uttam Vaishnava, then the Madhyama Vaishnava, then the Kanishtha Vaishnava. So very quickly, describing the glories of the Uttam Vaishnava. Because if we know first what is Uttam Vaishnava, Gurudev says just like, if we know what is Bhakti, automatically we know what is not Bhakti. So in the first way, if we can understand who is Uttam Vaishnava, then we can understand what is our own situation, what is the situation of everyone else. Therefore, Sarva Bhuta Suryaya Vyapasyat Bhagavat Pavanatmana Bhutani Bhagavati Atmana Saesa Bhagavat Uttama. So Bhagavat Pavanatmana, the pure Vaishnava called the Uttamadhikari, who is situated on the topmost platform of devotional service, Bhagavat Bhavamatmana. So, I've heard from Srila Gurudev, this can have several meanings. For example, Bhagavat Bhavanatmana, like the gopis, when we hear from Sukadeva Goswami, the Venuki, then the gopis are saying, Danya Samamuda Atayo Apiharinya Eta. How fortunate are the deer, they are serving Krishna. How fortunate are the clouds. How fortunate are even the rivers. How fortunate are the birds and beasts, even the pulindis, even Govardhan. Actually, the gopis are millions of times in all of these. But the gopis are seeing their own mood situated in the hearts of all. Bhagavat Bhavan Atmana. Or another meaning is that, like Sri Gurudev said, the Mahabhagavat, everywhere, sarva bhutani yapasyat Bhagavat Bhavan Atmana. In every living entity, everything I see, there only see one thing. What is that? Sri Krishna. Inside bhutani, Bhagavati Atmana, inside each Atma they see only Bhagavan, and inside Bhagavan they see everything. Therefore, everything related only with Sri Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's also mentioned Sarva Janga Nadeki Taramurti Sarva Tahoyo Tarishta Devasporti. The pure devotee, when he sees moving and non moving entities, he never sees their external form. Only everywhere he sees Shyamam Jivangalalitam Netam Prakasham, threefold bending form of Krishna. So that is the vision of the Mahabhagavat. So we're probably thinking, well, I don't have that vision. So we're probably coming in the second grade, if we're lucky. That is the platform of Madhyamadhikari. Madhyamadhikari, they have the symbol Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described in Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita. They have very strong faith, but they're not very expert in logic and argument. They may be defeated, but their faith is very, very strong. The pure devotee, because he sees everywhere, everyone is related to Sri Krishna, he sees Sri Krishna in everything, he never makes discrimination between who is low and who is high. He only sees his worshipful deity everywhere. But the Madhyamadhikari, he cannot act on that platform. And if he tries to act on that platform artificially, they will fall down. Therefore, the symptom that Madhyamadhikari has four types of dealings with persons in this world. Iswari Tadabini Su Balase Siddhartha Natad Premamaiti Kupopeksha Yakuroti Samadhyamaha. The Madhyamadhikari has four types of dealing. Iswari Tadabini Su. He has Prem towards the Supreme Lord. He has friendly dealings with those who are situated Premamaiti Kupopeksha. He has friendly dealings with those who are on the same platform as him. Those who are more exalted than him, they perform seva. And those who are less than him, they give mercy. And those who are envious or avaishnavas, then kripopeksha. They are neglected. So these are the four dealings of a Madhyamadhikara. If we can come to the stage of Madhyamadhikara in this lifetime, then we are very, very fortunate. Srila Gokumar said, actually, all fall down comes from the platform of Madhyamadhikara, because Kanishtha Adhikara is already somewhat in a fallen state. So if we haven't come in the second category, then we're probably looking towards the third category, that is the platform of Kanishtha. It's easy to remember, like this is called Kanishtha, the small finger. They're situated on the lowest platform of devotional service, but those persons are also very fortunate. Achameva Hariye Pujaya Suryata Natat Bhakta Suchanyasu Yalpa Krishna said, that devotee who has great faith in the worship of the deity, because on day and night they can ding their bells and offer aarti, they have so much faith in the worship of the deity, but Natat Bhakta Suchanyasu, they cannot understand the importance of Vaishnava, nor can they discriminate between the different grades of devotees, not Chanyasu, and they cannot deal nicely even with the ordinary persons. Therefore, they have great faith in Bhagavan, but they cannot respect the Vaishnavas, they cannot respect ordinary persons. So these are the three types of devotees. And after Sri Kavi Rishi, if I'm not mistaken, he describes maybe 10, 15 verses again, this stage of the Mahabhagavat, in whose heart even the sprout of desire for enjoyment in this material world now never comes. Nakama Kamana Abhyani. He never has even a sprout of desire for karma or performance of self-seeking material enjoyment. That even that scent never even appears in their mind. That person is always equanimous in all stages, he is never disturbed. That is the Mahabhagavat. So therefore, to understand who is that guru who should be Devatmana, who should be Ishadeva Atma, the Navayogendas have described maybe 15 verses describing their characteristics quite clearly. So if we're lucky, we should always, some people think we should not discriminate between different types of Vaishnavas, but Rupa Goswami says you must discriminate. If you cannot discriminate, you will fall down. Otherwise, you'll make the horrendous mistake of choosing a low-class devotee as a Mahabhagavat, or you'll make a horrendous mistake of thinking that a Mahabhagavat is on the lowest platform of devotional service, then you'll criticize him. So either way, your bhakti will be completely destroyed. Go up and down.
Now, in simple way, if one time he has taken the name of Krishna, Govinda, Ram, any name, you should know him Vaishnava, Kanishtha. Those who are taking always Hare Krishna, day and night, they are Madhyam Bhagavata. And to whom we see and inspired to chant Hare Krishna by seeing, oh, he is Uttam Bhagavat. No? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said. Also, he has told that those who only do archan, they don't give honor to Vaishnavas. They don't recognize who is Madhyam, who is Uttam, who is Kanishtha. But he is avoid of Mayabad. Not Mayabad. Oh, we should consider him as a Vaishnava. And we should do pranam by
mind.
Not by
body.
Body. And really those who have taken Diksha and they know something Tattva, but not perfect, but their bhakti Shraddha is very, very
strong.
You should know Madhyam Adhikari. And those who have given up to criticize anyone, nothing to criticize, totally detached from this world, always
thinking.
Always meditating the sweet pastimes of Krishna. Oh, you should know he is Param Bhagavat. We should serve him by our whole life. Then this is the Bhagavat Dharma. Also, if like so many calamity and sufferings are coming, but he don't
disturb.
Tatte nukampam susumikshamano भुञ्जात् एवात्मकृतं विपाकं Always remember you all. If any suffering coming, you should know that suffering coming and also happiness will come. You should know the mercy of Krishna. So don't be disturbed. Always doing pranam to Krishna, to Mahabhagavat, if you will be that, not by disturbing, tolerate it. That I have done in past so many bad activities, by the mercy these are coming. Oh, he will be the Uttaradhikari.
Inheritant of bhakti.
Of Krishna Prem, very soon, bhakti. Will come. Also in Gita has been told. Manyache. Dukheshu anu digna mana. Sukheshu bigat ispriha. Bitarag bhai krodha sthiti muni ruchi uchyate. What? Dukheshu anu digna. If sufferings are coming, not disturb at all. Suffering I am coming and after that happiness will come. No harm. This is the mercy of Krishna. Tolerate. Dukheshu anu digmana. Sukheshu bigatisya. Don't want happiness. If happiness there, it comes itself. So, sthit dhari muni uchyate. Vitarag bhaya krodha. Giving up anger. Attachment, always remembering Krishna. Oh, he is Muni. He is pure Bhakta. So you should try to do, think like that. If any suffering coming, don't be worried for that. Remember Krishna. If a very wealthy person loses his all property, oh, he should be happy that, oh, I was engaged in this. Now I will have so much time to remember Krishna. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If whole wealth of the whole world comes, nothing. He engaged in work. In very bhakti work. Constructions of temples, book distribution, book publications and so many things are there. Feeding of Vaishnav, all these things. So in any way, he will not be disturbed or he will not be too much happy having worldly things. Oh, they are Vaishnav, really, Mahabhagavat. Once then king asked, Prabhu, I want to know, what is Maya? Huh? Why we are thinking that I am this body? Oh, they are all mine. Then he became very happy and began to tell, what is Maya? This is a power of Krishna. Power of Krishna, that is Maya. There are two, Jogmaya and Mahamaya. What is going on? By what power? Krishna create this world, support this world, and demolish this world. This is Maya. Though we are not this body, this is a bag of urine, stool, blood, and so many things. But still we are thinking that, oh, we are body. This is Maya. All are mine. No one is mine. Husband. Krishna is only husband. These husbands, they will himself die. How they can protect you? So really, Pati, pati means pa,
palan karne wale,
to
maintainer,
maintainer and
to, to protector,
protector. Protector. Really they cannot protect. And really, oh, these are not wives, our wives. These are souls. All maid servant and servant of Krishna. Don't think mine, but do pranam to all, knowing that all are maid servant of Krishna. So, this is Maya. We see all these things in this world, what they are. They are not immortal, they are all mortal. They are due to Maya. Oh, so many species of life we see. All kinds of trees, creepers, men, demigods, all. Oh, it is created by Maya. So you know should Maya. Only by he is telling how a man can
get rid of this Maya.
Get rid of this Maya. Tasmat gurum prapadyeta. First you should know karmani arohamaranam dukkhattai sukhaya cha pashe paak vipajyasam mithuni charinam. From beginning of creation we want to be happy. Whatever we do to get rid of sufferings and to be happy. But anyone from the beginning of the
creation,
no one is happy. Only bhakts are happy. Besides them, no one is happy. Oh, now you know, science has so much
advanced.
Computer science have come. We can see cricket here, which is going on in Australia, anywhere else. Somewhere, oh, President of America is speaking. You can see. And what he is speaking, you can see. Whole world has come in a
this mutti.
But anyone is not happy. Medical science has so much improved. If your
brain
is so they will take your brain and keep the brain of monkey here also. If your heart, then any other's heart they will add. But even no one is happy. How can then they happy? Oh, then he didn't. Nityatidena bittena. Oh, you are whole life collecting money. Why? Will you take that money? Will you take a single paise with you at the time of
death?
Nothing. Nityatidena bittena. If so much wealth is there, or so many enemy will come to take your money. Your relative will anyhow will take your money. All will take your money. And if that money is there, then if you are in India, very soon they will shoot you and take your wealth. And if no money, even unhappy. So, collecting good houses, good cars, good all these things, by that money, oh, they will not make you happy. Valli tasmad gurum papaddeit jigyasu sreya uttamam. If you want to be happy, oh, you must do bhakti. And bhakti will come from a realized soul who can remove your all doubt. He is practicing bhakti yoga. He has some realization of Krishna. And he detached from worldly things. Serve him, please him, and then He will tell you the process of bhakti. Vaidhi bhakti first he will tell, and after that raganuga bhakti, and then more he will tell. And thus, by practicing bhakti yoga, you will be liberated from this world, and you will have Krishna prem, your life will be successful. Gaur Premanande.